Are you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think the Bible sees a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Get those feet up in the stirrups, ladies and gentlemen. Get ready for Crab Diving Live. Coming at you here from Los Angeles, California. We're thrilled to be here on a little bit after 2 p.m. Pacific time, a little bit after 5 p.m. out on the Eastern Type Coast, if that's where your ear holes be sucking us in right now. You might be listening to a rerun also on crabdiving.com/live. Also, you may have obtained us like the winnings from a great slot machine as a podcast on crabdiving.com, on Stitcher, on iTunes. I have no idea what the fuck I'm talking about. My name is Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. The show's a prize.
It is a
congratulations.
An amazing prize.
You've been awarded with the sounds of internet radio.
That's right. You're going to hear some funny things here in the next couple hours. The occasional bad word, probably really soon. And we're also going to talk about right-wing nutjobbery and politics.
Well, bad words for bad people.
Exactly. Well, you know. And bad words for good people. We swear a lot.
Oh, sure.
And, well, you know, all kinds of news that makes us laugh. And the shit that we would share with each other here in the office here at Crab Diving Studios.
The headquarters.
Right. The world headquarters in Los Angeles, California. Koreatown. A gray and gloomy Koreatown today. I walked out with Kate the Wonder Hound. And we took a brisk walk. Damn, that dog walks fast.
Yeah. Well, she isn't a Jack Russell Terrier.
She is a Jack Russell Terrier. She's going to be 15.
Those dogs are known for their fastness, their quickness, their
insanity.
Yes.
And she fits right in with all of them.
Right.
I'm surprised she's not in the kitchen right now barking at her food, which is kind of what
I'm surprised I'm not there barking at my food.
Right. I have that urge too sometimes. You know, they'll put the plate in front of me and I'm like, whoa! So what's going on in the world here? I don't know.
Well, you know, I didn't know this, but tomorrow is
yesterday was Earth Day.
Yes. But tomorrow is I don't know, commemorates the Armenian Genocide. Did you know that?
Commemorates the Armenian Genocide, yes.
I did not know that.
In fact, there are those out there who, well, mainly Turkey, I believe it is, who don't want to call it a genocide. Because they're the ones who did the genociding. So the Turkish still, there was just something recently in the news that the Popey.
Popey dopey.
Pope Frank had somehow for the first time said the words Armenian genocide out loud for the first time in the history of the history and stuff. And that I guess they're still waiting for like somebody in the United States to admit it. I knew some Armenian people. I mean, it's a deal. I mean, they a million people plus something like that. We're,
You know, I don't think we're going out live. I know we're not. I'm listening. And it's,
Everything's connected here, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to keep talking, though, as if we are. We'll keep working on it. But the Armenian Genocide is something that, for some reason, politically, they won't fucking admit. It's like millions of people were killed, but they won't admit it.
think we're going out. I think maybe I was wrong. Now it's going out all of a sudden.
Hey.
So fucking whatever.
It's who knows what's going on here on the internet. Maybe we're being blocked.
Bullshit. Well, there was a petition online to set the doodle on April 24th, which is tomorrow. That's the day that's... The dog
started barking at her.
Quit interrupting the Armenian genocide.
That's right.
Well, us talking about the Armenian genocide. But they want to set the Google Doodle to commemorate the Armenian genocide. And there was a petition. 200,000 people and change signed it.
See, they have to have a petition for it.
Yes.
That because there's still so many deniers out there. Just because Turkey's our friend. And politically, we don't want to piss Turkey off by saying... plus, it was 100 years ago.
It was in 1915.
Yeah, it was 100 years ago. And not that... I'm not diminishing the... I'm just saying, own up to it.
Right.
I don't think there's anybody alive today who was doing some genociding. Why not just fucking admit to it, Turkey, and move on? Say,
well,
you know, that was some heinous shit we did.
Yeah.
And let's move on. It's like the fucking Gulf War assholes, Dick Cheney, yeah, slithering around in... I almost said Ashcroft. You really don't see Ashcroft.
No, but it took us a long time to sort of acknowledge how horrible the Japanese internment camps were in this country.
Yeah, well, this country.
And they interred people. You know, it wasn't a genocide.
Yeah, this country ain't big on self-exploration.
Yeah, so why the fuck would Turkey be?
If it's anything bad.
Right.
If it's something good, you're never going to hear the fucking end of it.
Self-exploration.
We're like a toddler.
Oh, yeah.
America's like a toddler.
A
look
big,
at what I did.
Fat, stupid toddler.
Look at this awesome thing I did. Look, 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 look. And then something bad doesn't exist. Don't talk about that. Doesn't
right.
exist. You're, no, purple flower. Yeah.
Look at this big, shiny Walmart.
It's like the fucking, God, I'm swearing too much. It's like the, this bullshit that's going on with trying to, I swore again. Should we try to have a clean show sometime?
No, every time you swear, I'll just hit.
Oh, God, it's just going to be Gong City next 2 hours.
Welcome. Well, Gong City, I like to call it Dung City.
Yeah, if I had a nickel.
Welcome to Dung City, ladies.
Yeah, contact us here on the show if you like while we're talking live. Between 2 p.m. and 4 p.m. Pacific, between 5 and 7 p.m. out on the Eastern Coast. If you're listening to us in Fallujah, I don't know. It's probably like midnight, 1 in the morning. And thanks for taking us in your ear holes.
Danke.
While, you know, things, shit's going on in your country.
Fallujah.
So,
do we have fans there or what up?
We get downloads from Pakistan. We get downloads from Afghanistan. They may be military.
Yeah, really.
Or
they may be
locals who
Al-Qaeda
are liberals.
Listen,
who like listen to a couple of Americans swear
at
shit.
If Al-Qaeda or ISIS is listening, honestly, from the bottom of our hearts, stop with this head cutting off shit.
Yeah,
it's absolutely a horrible thing you're doing.
Could you ixnay on the terror and shit?
Yeah, it's whatever. Yeah, it's not worth it. Stop it, please. Stop the terrorism. There you go. Stop the terrorism.
Right. Right. It's heinous. Plus, you're just feeding the fuel of the ninnies here in this country, which is what they want to do. I mean, they want to
quit fueling the ninnies.
Right. They're like birds in a nest with their mouths open. You know, you ever see that?
Yeah.
They got a.
I did see that.
They're the big fat robin. You got to fly over and drop worms to them.
Right. In a crab diving Venice, California, when the studio was over there.
Oh, once I don't remember the birds that went.
We had a bird nest right in the side patio, and then one day they were gone. Who knows what happened? Maybe a wolf absconded with the nest and the babies and the eggs. I don't know what happened. One day I woke up, no more bird nest. Holy shit, do you have a bird?
Well, an eagle, it says.
Really? That's an eagle?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. You know, I saw a couple of eagles when I was in Alaska.
Oh, hanging very
out,
cool.
Just sitting on a tree like, yeah, no big fucking deal. I'm an eagle. Fuck off.
Like eagles, yeah.
It was amazing.
When you're the top of the food chain. It was, you just sit and hang out and watch shit, right?
Beautiful. I guess they are, right?
I'm assuming
right?
they're the top of the food chain. Does anything eat eagles? I mean, I guess a mountain lion, if they could grab one, would get one.
Ooh, I mean, that would have to be one unlucky fucking eagle, right?
But as far as air power,
yes,
they got the sky, right?
Right.
I mean, who's going to
well,
be
drones.
A bald eagle? Those are big fucking birds. Have you ever seen one up close, a bald eagle?
Oh, yeah.
They're giant.
Hey,
massive huge. Birds.
Huge. Humongous birds of prey. You ever see one of them birds of prey shows?
Yeah, I'm sure.
You know, it would be kind of, I don't know. You see the talons on a bird, and it's really impressive. And I can't tell you how many times, 3 or 4 times, I've been to different amusement parks, fucking zoos or whatever. You go to one of those shows, and the trainer comes out with a gigantic bird on his hand.
Right.
He's got a big leather glove on. It's leather night. Right. Ball gag, assless chaps. And yeah. then the bird, you know, flies over the audience, like swoops you right above your head and lands on, you know, something else. It's a whole thing. It's a routine.
Those trained falcons and shit, now they have, I think it's an eagle, actually, recently. There's a couple out there on the YouTubes. We might have even put one on Facebook. Go over to Crab Diving Facebook. Lots of conversations and fun going on there. And but it's they slapped a GoPro to an eagle. Remember that one? And
that's amazing.
There's a couple of them, but there's one.
Aren't they heavy?
There's one where it's flying over, I think, like the mountains in Alaska and shit, and then ends up. You know, landing it on its master's arm somewhere down in the fucking woods or something. Then there's another shot. I think it's in the city where they let it go from the top of a tower or something. Or,
yeah.
And it flies around the city, and then it ends up, again, landing on its master's arm down in some park.
Oh, right.
And
I saw this.
That's where you realize how amazing their eyesight is, because somehow they see that dude.
Yeah.
Who to us looks like a microscopic dot.
Maybe it's by scent.
No, it's their sight, right?
Yeah,
eagle
no,
eye.
I'm just kidding.
That's why I say eagle eye.
Hawkeye.
And Hawkeye.
What's
eagle
better?
Eye. I don't know.
I mean, eagle, obviously. America. You're American, so right. Fuck off, hawk.
Ben Franklin wanted the turkey.
Did he really? Is that true?
Yeah, to be the national bird.
Why? Because he's an upstart?
No, he thought it was a noble bird. There's And, yeah. you know, it got a bad rap later on, I guess. Yeah.
Butt of every joke. WKRP made a big fucking
That's
joke out of turkey.
Still one of the most amazing moments in television.
Talk about the Armenian genocide. Let's talk about what they did to those turkeys
yeah,
in that
turkey,
one episode.
Yeah. As God is my witness, I thought turkeys could fly.
It's so funny. It's such a funny thing that they would.
Well, because they.
It was a promotion for a radio station,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, and it's done. They don't do it visually. Like,
yeah.
You see Les Nessman on the scene reacting to what he sees.
Right.
And then you see them back at the studio
yeah.
listening to Les Nessman
it's
describing
so
the turkeys being
funny.
Thrown out of a helicopter.
They were doing a promotion on WKRP, which was a sitcom back in the 70s, 80s.
Way back in the dark ages.
Starring Lonnie Anderson. Who else was in that? Who was
God? I can't name
the dude
people.
From Firefly. The guy that played the guy.
I mean, I know Dr. Johnny Fever. I know the characters, Dr. Johnny Fever and Venus Flytrap.
Was Venus Flytrap in Firefly.
Yes.
Yes. Bam. I got
yes. The actor that played
there. You go,
Tim. Tim.
Tim.
I don't know. For some reason, Tim
Conway.
The name Tim comes to mind.
Anyway, WKRP. Great show.
You're right. Put it on your Netflix or on your Hulu or on your Who's It or your.
I think we should write an homage to WKRP, but set it in the competitive world of internet radio.
Maybe the internet radio. You think they'll bring back KRP like they did Full House, or they are Full
no,
House?
I don't know, man. I don't see it. Maybe it would be great.
Gary Sandy. Played Andy, the new program director.
Oh, yes.
The late, great Gordon Jump played the Mr. Carlson, Arthur Carlson, the big guy, the owner of the station, who used to hide in his office and drink and not want to hear anything.
So, you know who else Gordon Jump played? He guest starred in an episode of Different Strokes where Arnold got abducted by a child molester.
Was he the child molester?
He was the diddler.
Oh, Mr. Carlson. My God, that was so stupid.
I would be like, hey, how much are you paying me to be a child molester?
You're doing a sitcom. Who's sitting in that room and is like, hey, what if Arnold gets picked up and is about to get raped?
Let me explain. Let me explain to you what a sitcom's about. It's supposed to take you out of your shitty reality and let you just chill the fuck out.
Right.
For a half hour.
Lonnie Anderson, Howard Hessman, Dr. Johnny Fever. Richard Sanders was Les Nessman. Frank Bonner was Herb. Tim Reed. Tim was Venus Flytrap. And Jan Smithers played Bailey. So
right.
There were 90 episodes.
Damn.
There you go. From 1978 to 1982.
Wow, it was a juggernaut. Or was it?
Oh, it was hugely popular.
It was a big popular show, right?
I think so.
Yeah.
The staff of a struggling radio station have a chance at success after the new program director changes the format to rock music. Remember in the pilot, they're playing that. It's Johnny Fever is playing the adult contemporary, and he gets he's sitting there all
depressed,
bored and depressed, and then he gets the note that they're changing to rock, and he grabs the microphone and he scratches the Mozart record or whatever. It's like, yeah, baby.
That was the
pilot. It's a really good
man,
show.
Giving it to the man.
WKRP in Cincinnati. One of our daily. That's our daily
look back on TV history.
On TV history.
It's nice.
I'm sure we'll get to musical theater somehow.
Right.
So we can check and see what is going on in the world. Check out the headlines, you know.
Yes.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
We'd like to check out the headlines on a couple of different periodicals. Periodicals online. We like to be fair and balanced here, just like Fox News.
Oh, sure.
And this is actually good news.
Oh, wait, are we like Fox? Let me pray and then go put on a really short skirt and change myself into a blonde chick.
If you're against movie 1984 or the world turning into it. And
I'm totally against that. Did you ever read that book? It's depressing.
It's, yeah. The
guy's girlfriend gets eaten by rats.
The headline on the Huffington Post is, "Ding dong, the deal is dead." And there's the two logos of the two giantest, evilest, slitheringest eyes of Sauron out there. Even one of the corporate labels looks like an eye of Sauron. Time Warner. Time Warner Comcast deal apparently is a no more.
Oh, no.
Comcast, it says, has scrapped plans to merge.
Oh, shit.
With Time Warner Cable in a $45.2 billion deal that would have combined the country's two largest cable and broadband providers. Again, I don't understand why this is necessary. Oh, we're not making enough profits, and in order to make more profits, the only way to do that is to assume each other.
The only reason this should ever happen, if it was going to drive down prices and improve the service and the quality of this. You know, actually, Time Warner called me right before the show. Maybe they wanted to make a statement. I think they just wanted the bill.
The move comes the day after the FCC said it planned to oppose the deal.
Fuck you.
Lawyers from the Justice Department also said they didn't think it would help consumers.
They didn't think that, huh?
Good. Surprisingly. See, that's the evil government.
Right. Tyranny.
So now I wonder if there are going to be dickwads out there on the right, on the Twitter and on the Facebook, at Crab Diving on the Twitter. The right-wing nutjobs are going to be out there saying, look at how evil the evil arm of America, the government, won't let business do what it wants.
Yeah. Tyranny.
I'll bet the Koch brothers are shedding a tear.
You're anti-American. Do they give a shit about Time Warner, Comcast?
I would assume they're against it. I mean, they're against what the government did. I think they're fair market. Let everything, right? They're complete libertarians.
What are
no
the
government.
The Koch brothers, are they mainly in energy and shit like that? Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
I heard they were thinking about getting out of that and switching over to distributing the blood of babies.
Well, wasn't Daddy Koch a buddy of Stalin?
For real?
Yeah.
Oh.
That, you know how Daddy Bush was buds with Adolf?
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah, businesses. Really? Their businesses, they were invested in Nazi Germany.
Damn. Did they golf together?
I think there's a picture out there. I don't know. Maybe it's Photoshop. But I saw a picture not that long ago of, what's his name? Prescott Bush or whatever. Yeah. Daddy Bush.
Well, Dick Cheney used to play highlight with Darth Vader. Wednesdays.
Dick Cheney. I don't know. Are there pictures of Dick Cheney as a kid out there? I don't think he ever was.
I don't think he photographs.
He just assumed.
I think he doesn't show up in mirrors or photographs.
So Comcast calling it off.
Hey, sorry guys. Hey, Comcast. I'm so fucking sorry for you.
Meanwhile, I mean, I say break up Comcast. Break up Time Warner.
Fuck yeah!
Break them all up into tiny little companies that are local.
How do we make the internet better for us?
There we can have our your capitalism locally, but giant capitalism don't work.
Yeah.
It ain't working.
No, it's collectively fucking us all in the asshole.
So let's say there are five or six big giant of the giantest carriers out there. The top two merge, then that leaves five. Then what's going to happen? Then they're going to merge with another one that leaves four. Eventually it's going to be one. How is this going to help competition? They were trying to spin this even. I can't wrap my brain around this illogic that Time Warner and Comcast were trying to put forth.
Yes.
That it was somehow going to help consumers.
How? How would it?
I don't know.
Had less competition.
I don't know.
Now you'll be less likely to help me because where else am I going to go for my cable television? But as I say that, I'm hearing myself and I have no choice. What else could I do? Go to Dish? I put a radar dish on top of the fucking apartment.
And especially with what we do here at Crab Diving Studios.
Yes.
We require a little bit faster connection. And
we need fire.
It's not available to us.
Why?
Because we're in the ghetto.
Really? Is that why?
Well, yeah, I would think so.
I mean, I guess
I don't know what they have to do. Do they have to lay wire? Do they have to lay fiber optics physically? I don't know what they have to do.
They have to lay pipe.
You have to lay pipe.
Just like Shatner's laying pipe all up and down the fucking Pacific coast from here to Seattle.
Steal Seattle's water.
Right. It's going to shower us with liquid.
Washington State's like, wait a minute.
Wait.
We have a drought.
Washington, the mayor, the governor of Washington's like, do I want to be the political official that let Captain Kirk take our water?
Washington's fucked. Their drought map it looks more heinous than the California one. And that's where massive number of our apples come from.
What? That what do you mean?
United that's a
apples you eat or apples that you type on?
Apples you eat. No, the apples we type on are produced by 7-year-olds in China. These are the apples.
Oh, that's so horrible. That is so fucking horrible, man. Little kids making your fucking iPhone. If little kids can make the iPhone, then why do I have to send away or to for someone to fix the touch screen? Why can't I just do it?
Well, I think they just, they assembly line it, right? So it's like...
But a little kid's doing it.
I don't think they hand a pile of parts to a kid and say, here, you have 10 minutes to, like a Rubik's Cube, to assemble it into a fully working iPhone. I think,
I've known people that have busted the screen on their iPad, and they send away for a new glass. You know? That's tough. You know, an 8-year-old does it.
Yeah, they make it so that you, they build in the... The obsolescence, right? I mean, how many iPhones have we all had already?
Yeah.
There's a new cell phone out.
Oh, really?
That is modular.
What does that mean?
It's got like three little squares that you put onto the back of the phone.
Oh, I love it.
And it's kind of built. The theory is that you won't have to update the entire body of the phone every time now, that you would just update the certain little component that you need to update. That was what I think allegedly Wozniak's vision was for Apple, wasn't it? And Steve Jobs was like, Mr. Capitalist. It's like, fuck you. Like Wozniak wanted to make it modular. I'm pretty sure I read this. So that you could just, okay, well, you need a new...
That would be so nice.
One of these, you open it up, you buy it, you go to Radio Shack, you buy it, you drop it in, you're done.
Why can't we do that with fucking computers,
well,
man?
Because money.
But we don't have any.
But you're not going to... But the companies need to make money, but they don't care about us.
The fuck the companies.
It's America, man.
Fuck that shit.
Capitalism.
Why can't Elizabeth Warren get behind some modular shit? Isn't that open source? Is that what that means? Open
source? No, open source means...
Not open source.
The design isn't copywritten or trademarked anybody, or anything. Yeah.
Anybody can use it.
Right. Like if it's a software program, anybody can make changes or do whatever you want to it.
Okay. For work, I have to write a little book report on open source.
I see. It's like crowdsourcing. I think GIMP, the drawing and photograph manipulating program we use, which is the free version of Photoshop, basically.
Yeah.
Which works perfectly fine. Right. I mean, it's got all the same bells and whistles. But I think that's an open source deal. I may be wrong, but free open source. Which means people contribute to it. Like if you're a good coder and you have a way to...
You can contribute to the GIMP.
You can contribute to the open source community. So over on the Drudge Report... Let's strangle ourselves for a moment to lower our IQs.
Fuck you, stupid.
Suck the oxygen out of our brains.
Did we play the headline music?
Yeah.
Did we really?
A while ago.
Yeah. Was I here?
Sure.
Shit.
There's a photograph of Hillary Clinton.
Really? It's not a good one. It's
smiling.
On Drudge? It's on Drudge?
Well, she's laughing and smiling, but it also could, the way they've cropped it, it could look like she's maniacal, of course.
That's not a flattering picture. They're trying to make her look fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Like a crazy broad.
And the headline says, bombarded.
No.
With a photograph of Hillary Rodham Clinton. And it leads to a nymag.com, New York Magazine.
Oh, really?
.com. And it says, it's a story that says, the disastrous, well, what is this? The New York.
Does she finally come clean about what really went on in Benghazi? Is that what?
This says, the disastrous Clinton post-presidency by... Jonathan Chait.
Are they referring to Bush?
No, Clintons. The Clintons. They're talking about how awful the things were after the Clintons. News today about Clinton's all flushes of Jimmy Carter. Bill Clinton appears to be the reverse. All sorts of unproven worst-case scenario questions float around the web of connections between Bill's private work, Hillary's public role as Secretary of State, the Clintons' quasi-public charity, and Hillary's non-compliant email system.
Oh, so I see. What the Clintons did after they left the White House.
Post-presidency, yeah.
Oh, yeah, okay.
So this is some Clinton hater.
This is a hatchet job.
Aggregated the three or four, the stuff that's going on. He says, the New York Times has a report about some... uranium mines that some Russian company involved in the Clinton Global Initiative, I don't know, dealios. Some Russian investment bank promoted the deal, paid Bill $500,000 for a speech in Moscow.
Oh my fucking God.
Hey everybody, I'm going to Moscow.
I'm getting $500,000.
I'm gonna get a speech.
Oh my God.
Putin's gonna lend me a couple of his guards.
Right. By guards.
The 6 foot blonde Amazon guards.
Where do you come up with the money to pay him $500,000 fucking dollars to talk?
It's a Russian investment bank.
What do they do? Find out what they invest in. I'll invest in it. They got $500,000 to pay somebody to talk. How long did he speak?
So they're saying that the State Department decided to approve the sale of some uranium mines to this Russian company. And this Russian company donated $2.3 million to the Clinton Global Initiative.
Well, they're saying
because they donated to the Clintons' charity that Hillary Clinton pushed the sale of these uranium mines through. they're alleging.
That can't, why?
And they're saying
that doesn't sound good to me.
There was a bank that promoted the deal,
oh,
and that's the bank that paid for Bill to go to Moscow for $500,000.
I mean, would they really do that, though? Would Hillary say, yes, we're going to give these people plutonium, and then eventually Bill will speak and, you know, earn $500,000?
I mean, all they're saying is they have no tie to it. They're just saying, look, this happened and this happened.
There's no evidence.
Right. They don't have an email. They're saying the emails. That's why the emails are deleted.
Quo. Yeah.
The Washington Post reports that Bill Clinton received $26 million in speaking fees from entities that also donated to the Clinton Global Initiative. Well, I don't know if I have a problem with that. If they're going to pay him to speak somewhere and they're going to donate to his charity, I don't.
Yeah, that there's nothing wrong with that.
I don't know if there's anything wrong with that one.
I mean, I'm not a big fan of people saying, listen, we're going to approve these plutonium mines and then we'll pay you $500,000 to speak a little later. That's kind of, I mean, that sounds dubious.
The Washington Examiner reports, see, they're listing all the different news.
Is the Examiner, are they real right-wing, or is that the Post?
I think the Examiner is pretty right-wing, too.
Washington.
22 of the 37 corporations nominated for a prestigious State Department award, and six of the ultimate winners, while Hillary was Secretary of State, were also donors to the Clinton Family Foundation. Although...
Did they also suck Bill's dick as well, or no?
Well, but the thing is, I'm sure a lot of these giant corporations are donating to a shit ton of charities.
Yeah, these people, whoever wrote this, is taking like a bunch of unrelated items and sort of...
I wonder if they donated to the Coke charities also. I'm sure they did. I'm sure they donated to a bunch of different foundations.
What are we supposed to do? Be fucking outraged?
Reuters reports...
Yes?
Hillary Clinton's family charities are refiling at least 5 annual tax returns after a review found errors in how they reported donations from governments. And there's talks that they may audit other Clinton Foundation returns for other errors.
But
so
also
fucked up some of their errors. They
but you know, also that might happen with a lot of foundations like that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, who knows? I mean, are there that many huge foundations?
Well, it happened all the time. If there's shenanigans, that's why the evil giant accounting firm we worked for in Chicago.
Right.
A lot of times that's what happened. They had to do cleanup on shenanigans that happened and shit that happened and mistakes. If there are shenanigans, I'm sure they will be ferreted out. But the fact that this guy is saying, look at all this, there really aren't any, there's no smoking gun yet
right.
for anything.
Ferreted. That's amazing that the name of an animal could also be a verb.
Right.
You know, the rabbit doesn't have that. A bird doesn't have this. That doesn't, you know.
What true.
Another animal that is also
snake?
A verb. Snaking.
Yeah, you snake through something.
Sure. That's a good one. Owling.
Owling was a thing. Absolutely. So there you go. Worm. Worm your way out of something.
Worming.
That's the headline over on Drudge. They're, you know, they think Hillary's done already.
Oh, shit.
A year and a half before the election.
And this is the scandal that will bring her down.
Right. We had some idiot on our Facebook page that I was sparring with.
Oh, no.
And he's saying he put up a Bill or a Ted Cruz meme, a pro-Ted Cruz meme. And he said, basically said, you know, well, you know, Hillary's going down with all these scandals, and this is the guy who's going to get elected.
Oh, shit.
He thinks Ted Cruz is going to get elected. Has a prayer in fucking hell.
Oh, shit.
Ted goddamn Cruz, he thinks he's going to get elected. So that is highly...
I mean, who the fuck is voting? What state is Ted Cruz going to win? Texas?
I mean, he's even lower in the so far in the clown car, which is, you know, we're a ways out. But before the primaries start, I think he's in the lower end of the herd, right? He's not up there in the
I don't know.
Top. It's Scott fucking Walker and Jebby Bush. I think Huckabee is up there. I mean, Huckabee.
Got it. Now, that the clips we played of Huckabee yesterday, he's nuts. With the way he talks about his guns, do we still have those? I mean, those clips, that is fucking nuts. It sounds like he's having an orgasm when he's recalling all the guns he got his different birthdays throughout his childhood. I mean, they start him out with what was his first gun? A pellet gun?
Was that what he said?
Something
no, a like
BB
that?
Gun. And then a pellet gun. And I got a shotgun. And I got some other shit.
Well, that kind of went the same way. I had a BB gun. And
did you have a pellet gun as well?
I did.
Did you really?
Sure.
When'd you get a handgun? You ever get one of those?
Officially?
Oh, come on.
Moving along.
Right.
Nothing
right.
to see here.
No.
I'm also looking. Oh, here we go. Mike Huckabee.
I have a phaser, by the way.
Did
it's
you?
Not real.
So where I come from, when you talk about gun control, that means you can handle the firearm so that you hit the target. That's I grew up in rural America, South Arkansas. My first BB gun I got when I was 5. I got a pellet gun at 7, a .22 at 9, a Springfield single shot. My first BB gun was a Daisy 25. I still have all these guns, by the way.
Everyone... Oh, I had a Daisy BB gun. That was my first BB gun also.
A Daisy 25. Yeah, but you don't say it like he says it. I remember my first gun, a Daisy
like
it, 25.
Like your first blowjob.
Oh, yeah.
Getting.
Right.
You're into,
oh, sure.
Unless you're also into.
That night at the truck stop.
Giving. Yeah.
Behind the dumpster.
At the glory hole.
I called him Daisy.
Yeah.
Through the wall.
So that was Mike Huckabee. He also said, if I'm not calling the police to have them get the burglar out of my house, I'm calling the police to come pick up the body.
Yeah. He said, I'm not calling anyone to let them know someone's attacking me.
Right.
Yeah. Send the body bags. Huckabee's unloading lead.
Macho.
I'm a big man.
Big Christian man. Big Christian balls.
You think him and Chuck Norris ever hooked up or no?
No.
Grab ass on the, what was the Chuck Norris
little
movie?
Towel snapping incident led to.
Death Watch or no. That was Charles Bronson. Death Wish.
Death Wish, yeah. There were like 20 of them.
but I can't think of we've already been through this. We have. We're not going to go and talk about the catalog of Chuck Norris. Remember, we went through his IMDb a few weeks ago.
Yeah, we have so covered the artistic.
He was in a bunch
portfolio.
Of shitty fucking movies.
Yeah. Do you want to hear from Brian Fisher?
No, sure.
A little bit?
Yeah. What's that asshole up to?
Brian Fisher from the American Family Association, ladies and gentlemen.
Can I make a guess before you play it?
Do you want to guess what the subject is?
Gay.
What other subject?
Gay.
What other subject do they talk about?
The gay.
Occasionally, immigration.
He refers to gay people's homosexuals. Homosexual behavior.
So they're saying we're at rightwingwatch.org.
Yes.
A great periodical that's put out by People for the American Way. These guys keep an eye on the right-wing nut jobs.
Oh, sure.
And help shine a light on these assholes.
Perfecto.
Brian Fisher, they're saying, spent 2 segments on his radio program.
Yes.
He also has a YouTube program, streams, that...
what a charlatan.
Called Focal Point.
God.
Brian Fisher with Focal Point.
That's the shittiest name.
Focal Point or Brian Fisher?
It's all shitty.
Oh.
100% of everything you're saying is shitty.
And I like his background. It's like that flag with it looks like it says we, so it's got to be the Declaration of Independence in the background. Brian Fisher was talking about...
So fucking stupid.
The gay. The
judging.
Christian right's favorite subject.
Right.
Listen, you know where he stands about legalizing gay marriage.
Well, yeah, I think he wants a big cock in his mouth.
You could guess. Well, yeah, I mean, there was another study not that long ago that claims
that Brian Fisher is gay.
That everything that these other studies have said, and that people say the biggest homophobes, pretty frequently, you secretly want to, you know, do some starfish exploring.
Why don't they do it instead of, you know what, Brian Fisher might enjoy more than talking about homosexuals on his stupid fucking show? Banging them.
Right. Brian Fisher, just put those legs up, Brian. Who? Brian Fisher.
That's disgusting.
Well, I mean, gotta visualize. Yeah. You know.
I know. It's just, you know, he's just...
If the Supreme Court imposes same-sex marriage, then I'm suggesting to you they're going to turn the Bible into Mein Kampf. They will turn every Bible.
They're going to turn the Bible into Mein Kampf.
What's his reasoning? Why does he say that?
First of all, you're square pegging a round hole with trying to put logic into Brian Fisher.
He's turning Jesus into Hitler.
If the Supreme Court imposes same-sex marriage, then I'm suggesting to you they're going to turn the Bible into Mein Kampf. They will turn every Bible-believing pastor and Christian into Bull Connor. They will turn every church into Bob Jones University, and they will turn the entire First Amendment into confetti. Now, here's...
They're going to turn it into confetti.
I don't understand all those references.
Yeah, I don't either. And I think, actually, turn it into confetti. I don't know about using the verb turn. He's going to cut it up or make confetti out of the Constitution. You can't turn it into confetti.
Did he say decapitate their heads off?
Yes, he did.
Was this guy or was it right. Phil Robertson?
I mean,
no, it was Phil Robertson.
I mean,
Phil Robertson said,
I say stuff every show that doesn't make any fucking sense, but I'm a hypocrite, and I'm still going to make fun of him. I don't give a shit.
Into Bull Connor, they will turn every church into Bob Jones University, and they will turn the entire First Amendment into confetti. Now, here's what I mean.
Oh, good.
Anyone.
Tell us, Brian.
But wait. Doesn't he want every church to be Bob Jones University?
I don't know.
Maybe?
I don't know where
That's
he's
weird.
Going with that.
Because isn't Bob Jones a?
I thought it was
a Christian.
I don't know. Maybe he'll explain.
School here. Be his wet dream, wouldn't it?
I mean, anyone after Tuesday or after June, when the ruling is published, anyone who opposes the normalization of homosexuality will be treated as a racist.
No, you'll be treated as a homophobe.
Right.
And an asshole.
Are you... Now, listen, are we sure that gay is not actually a race? Hey, look, that guy's a bigot. He's in gay face.
Listen to how he said... I mean,
he's so stupid.
The normalization of homosexuality will be treated as a racist.
Well, yeah. And it's going to happen... Like I said, you're going to be treated as a homophobe, not as a racist, as a bigot.
Why is that a bad thing in right-wing nut job bill, though? There's plenty of racists that you know, nobody has a problem with.
Half
on the
your audience, Brian, is going, what's wrong with that?
Fucking Drudge is obsessed with Mexicans. Right. Illegal aliens, brown people coming down from Mexico.
I don't know why Brother Fisher is talking bad about the racists, too.
Right.
They didn't do nothing bad.
Racist is probably a compliment in his circle.
Is a racist. Anyone from that day forward in America who opposes the normalization of homosexuality, who opposes same-sex marriage, will be lumped together by the Supreme Court with the Nazis, with the KKK, with slaveholders, and with Aryan supremacists.
What?
I feel like he's some of these groups that he's ticking off his list. I don't know if the labels are quite accurate. What was that one he said? It was like right before Aryans. It was a strange one.
Slaveholders.
Yeah. Slaveholders.
Nazis, KKK, slaveholders, and the Aryan supremacists.
Weren't they slave owners? Slaveholders?
I guess.
God, that sounds like a horrible, like, God, imagine if Shark Tank took place pre-Civil War. Hello, sharks! I have a new product.
Yeah, I have a new, for your slaveholding needs.
The slaveholder.
It holds five of them.
Right.
Six if they're thin.
Oh. Aryan supremacists. And the Bible will be classified as hate speech from the beginning to the end, and it won't be long before efforts are made to ban the Bible in public schools.
Oh, here we go.
It's not hate speech. It's fiction speech.
The Bible has been banned in public schools.
Right. It's called separation of church and state, simpleton.
And it won't be long before efforts are made to ban the Bible in public schools, to ban it in school libraries, to ban it in public libraries, and to forbid the study of the Bible or the reading of the Bible on any campus in any public setting.
Run screaming, everyone.
But if it's your own Bible and you're just reading it, you can read it at a school setting. You can read it during lunch if you want. You can read it during homeroom, I imagine.
Right.
Recess, can't you?
Yes, absolutely.
No one's banning it. What they're saying is that...
And there's Bible clubs after school they allow.
Oh, God.
Which is cool.
Which is amazing that anybody... I'll imagine this. You get a whole day of school behind you. What are you looking forward to? Oh, my God, Pat. We have Bible club coming up. I'm so excited. What do you do in Bible club? You sit around and read. Read the Bible.
Remember yesterday, go to crabdiving.com, go to iTunes and Stitcher, download yesterday's show. We talked about that town in Georgia that despite what their lawyer said, the town council voted 5-1. We're putting up that Christian flag at the courthouse.
Ding, 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 ding. Fuck you.
Screw you and your laws and your anti-Jesus laws.
Jesus. Y'all, we's gonna get together and read the Bible. It's so boring. We're gonna learn how to throw rocks at our wives.
But that's a week long.
Yeah,
a week festival, long. Right?
Well, it's a long book. Have you seen it?
Is it? It's a week-long Bible reading festival in this whole town.
What
and there's
of?
An International Bible Reading Association.
Oh,
which
my God.
We posited yesterday. Isn't that kind of church? Is that religion? Isn't all religions the International Bible Reading Association?
In the fuck is traveling across the ocean to go to... What fucking town was that? Somewhere around Macon, Georgia. I can tell you that that area is shitty. Horrendous.
Cochran?
Oh, God.
Isn't that the name of it? Cochran,
it's
Georgia?
It's 3 hours from the nearest fucking airport, man. It's 3 hours south of Atlanta and like 4 hours north of like any other city in Florida. It's 5 hours away from Savannah. It's in the middle of fucking nowhere. You could... test nuclear bombs there. It would make a fucking difference.
Creepy.
Onions and walnuts and people reading the Bible. That's what's in South Georgia.
And they say that when this week-long thing goes up, it happens, this Christian flag, which I wasn't even aware exists.
It's a little clanny, that Christian flag.
This Christian flag goes up everywhere. I mean,
it's
again,
creepy, dude.
If I'm speeding... through Georgia, because that's the only way I'm driving through that area.
You
is going
should.
Really fucking fast.
No, don't do that. They will pull you over.
Well, they won't shoot me. I'm white.
Right. But they will smell marijuana in your car.
They won't smell marijuana in my car. You think I'm going to have marijuana in my car in Georgia? No. I don't want to end up in...
It doesn't matter. They'll put it in there anyway. You better cut that fucking hair.
That's true.
Honestly.
I'll tuck it up in my hat.
Yeah.
There's a lot of rednecks with long hair. Are they still anti-long hair now?
No, you just got to form that into a mullet.
Oh, I see. Shave the front.
Oh, dude, you have to do that.
I'm not doing a fuck
please.
You. I'm not doing a mullet.
No. Here's what.
It's not happening.
Oh, please.
It's
oh,
not happening.
So great.
Maybe if I get my hair cut.
Party in the back, business in the front.
Oh, if I get my hair cut.
Welcome to Crab Dad.
I'll ask the person to cut the front first. And
just
take a picture.
Pictures?
Take a couple pictures.
Oh,
do some
God.
Headshots. That's with a real good 70s, or, yeah, 70s, 80s, 90s mullet.
80s,
you want
man.
To call it.
80s I had a mullet. Fucking mullet, man.
Did you?
Yeah, and I had a spiky hair up top.
I don't think I ever did the mullet thing.
I look stupid.
I was Catholic school. We couldn't.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we couldn't do the mullet.
Yeah. My mom let me go out in public with a fucking mullet.
Good for her.
What?
Why not? She also let you dress up like Michael Jackson.
I know. What's going on?
Right. Did you run after the younger kids trying to give them wine?
Oh, yes. Sure.
It's Jesus, Jesus. Did you grab your crotch?
Oh, yeah, all the time.
with your sequinsed... That was later.
No, I did, breakdancing was out around then. I really tried to breakdance. And that's before YouTube, and you could just, turn on a video, learn how to do something. I remember on a piece of cardboard, I used to try to teach myself how to do a head spin.
Oh, God. Good thing you're not sucking air through a straw right now.
What the fuck was I thinking? What head spin? What do you do with that? Oh, look, I can spin on my
head. You look
cool. For who?
For all the other kids who can't spin their on their heads.
I could moonwalk. I could backspin. I could do a decent worm. That those are my three things. I, the other things, I don't know.
I could do a decent worm.
Yeah,
decent.
Did you break dance at all?
Fuck no.
Really?
No,
you grew up in Chicago in the streets.
Catholic school. Let me reiterate. And I was an insufferable geek.
Were they didn't let anybody break dance there?
I was at home reading the fucking encyclopedia. What?
Oh, really?
You knew that? I told you when I was a kid, I sat there and read all the science stuff in the encyclopedia.
What encyclopedia?
Funkin' Wagnalls.
Oh, shit.
My parents had one of those Funkin' Wagnalls sets that was like, you know, 40 of these yellowish, leather-bound... it was an encyclopedia set. It took up like half of the... There was a room in our house where it was all bookshelves and stuff like that.
They called
it the library. It was like the den.
Yeah.
But my mom wanted to sound fancy. At home in the library.
Meet me at the library, right. Junior.
I was a geek. I was an insufferable little twit.
Yeah.
I wasn't unpopular. I wasn't persecuted. Like, I wasn't bullied or anything like that, really. I was kind of a non-entity at school, so I flew under the radar. There were geekier, apparently, bigger targets. I wasn't the GNU that limped the hardest. Or whatever. I was a little bit higher than that, so.
I remember I was in the computer club in sixth grade. And this is a long time. You know, computers were a lot different back then. And I remember...
the entire room was the computer.
I remember trying to turn this big, gigantic thing on. I couldn't even turn it on. I look over, and there's a bunch of geeks over there, like, writing little DOS programs. Yeah. Well, I can't get mine on. I went twice and just was like, fuck it. Fuck this.
Done with this. Did you see... Also, if you go to our Facebook, we put this one up. This is from... Not that long ago, a couple weeks ago, this story came out. Congratulations, America.
Perfect.
Because on the list of countries worldwide.
Yes.
All the countries, we are in the top five.
Oh, good. In education? Prenatal care?
After. Let's see. We're number five. After Iran. Saudi Arabia, Iraq.
Oh, shit.
I believe, and the Sudan. We're not sure about North Korea. They don't send us our numbers, their numbers, of how many people they execute every year.
Oh, my God. The Sudan? We're in the same neighborhood with Iraq? Does that bother anybody else? Bothers me.
And China's up there. Oh, China was number one. Then Iran, then Saudi Arabia, Iraq, and then...
Totally.
Data on the death penalty is a state secret there, but they know that it's pretty high. We don't have information on Eritrea, Malaysia, and Syria.
Oh, my God.
So assume...
places are horrendous.
This says assume these are minimum figures.
Well, is Malaysia bad? There's a shitload of Al-Qaeda there.
I would assume it's... I think it's a little Islami, which is fine.
Islami salami.
I don't know if there's a lot of tourism going on there, though.
It's a shithole, right? Nobody wants
extremism.
To go there. Yeah.
I don't know.
Who wants to see where their fucking sweaters are made anyway?
Right.
It's depressing. You're walking through Thailand, and some little kid's like, oh, I made that T-shirt. Although, paid a dollar that month.
Since 1995, Amnesty International reports that, this is good news, the number of countries that carry out executions dropped from 42 to 22 last year. Many still have it on the books, but they don't do it anymore. The United States is the last country in the Americas that still puts anyone to death.
Wow.
Only 7 states executed convicts in 2014.
Jesus Christ.
Compared with 9 the year before. The overwhelming majority of these executions
Yes.
90% of them took place in four states.
Show survey says, show me Texas.
Ding, ding, ding. Show me Missouri. Show me Florida. And Oklahoma. Congratulations. Georgia had two, Arizona and Ohio had one each.
Yay. Yeah.
18 states here have abolished the death penalty. 18 non-barbaric,
right,
reasonable human states have not abolished
Texas.
It.
We're special. We want to be like Iran.
Colorado, Kansas, Nebraska, New Hampshire, Oregon, Pennsylvania, Wyoming, though they still have it on the books, have not put anyone to death in the last decade.
Well, they can't, right? Because you can't get your drug cocktail, correct?
Oh, but they're working on that. Didn't Oklahoma, was it Oklahoma, Arizona? One of them recently is bringing back the gas chamber.
Oh, we're bringing it back?
Utah is going to be doing firing squads. Isn't this a great country?
Good
What
Lord.
An awesome country we have. Why don't they chop some heads off? I guess that's too Muslimy. They'd be scared of that one.
Who do you think is going to stop executing people first, ISIS or the U.S.? I mean, you know.
I don't know. It's a toss-up.
Who knows? Good for us, man. Shit.
Oregon and Washington have moratoriums on execution. And federally, we haven't put anyone to death since 2003.
I don't mean to sound like a fucking asshole, but, like, if you... Why is it so hard to come up with a drug cocktail? Why don't you just give somebody like 10 oxys?
Because they want to make it
beer.
So they don't suffer.
Well, you just go to sleep, right?
And the drug companies don't want their drugs used for that shit.
Well, fuck them. You can use
them. They won't sell it to them.
Well, I guess
they don't want them to use it.
What about death by drowning? Why don't you just tie cinder blocks to people?
Although in this barbaric
lake.
Fucking country, I'm surprised they're not broadcasting that. Hey, we're the drug that kills people.
Right.
Try us for your back pain.
He gives you a deal.
We killed 17 black people last year.
Right.
It's great for your lumbago.
What's lumbago?
I think it's a back thing.
Oh, is it really?
Isn't it?
Hmm. Well, that's a fucking side effect. You get... You know, executed, but at the same time, your back pain alleviated.
Right.
God, how shitty.
So that's what's going on. I've got...
What about a blow dart? What if you get somebody to hit you with a blow dart?
A blow dart?
Yeah, you know.
Covered with curare or something?
Yeah, what's that? Like it's poison?
That's the jungle poison, isn't it?
Right. But what about like, you know, how this is crazy, but you know how some like martial artist types, they can sort of just touch you with one finger on one part of your body.
It's like
just fucking
like
die.
Kill Bill.
Why don't you get that guy? Just have him. That's your job. You send him to Texas. You're going to kill people.
Because I think that ain't true.
Oh, is that bullshit?
They're all touching somebody in one spot
this.
And they drop dead.
Why don't we
unless
just...
you're touching them with a high-speed bullet in one spot.
Yeah, why don't we shoot people? I mean, what's the problem with that? We're talking about putting somebody to death. What, you're going to do it nicer?
Well, they are, aren't they? Utah's bringing back the firing squad.
Right.
We're so civilized here.
God.
We're so civilized here. There is... by the way...
FYI.
Crab diving follow-up here.
Follow-up crab diving.
Also has to do with this guy.
This is the sorry state of the Western world. I don't think that's a good idea. Have you lost your mind? Today, I declare myself officially a rodeo clown. Rodeo clown.
Clown back. I don't have audio of this, but I do have audio of this.
What a fucking buffoon. I'm just going back and I'm thinking about the whole rodeo clown bullshit. God, he's insane.
Remember that story?
Yeah, it was that guy. It was a rodeo clown that dressed up like Barack Obama, with big old lips, you know. And then what happened? The rodeo clown was fired. And Glenn Beck stood with the rodeo clown.
Right. He felt that the poor man's Amendment, First Amendment rights.
Oh, Jesus.
To make fun of the president were stomped upon.
Why do these right-wing nut jobs sometimes feel like fucking compelled to defend the stupidest? Like, no one was calling on Glenn Beck to stand or to, like, I don't know, stand with that rodeo clown, were they? He decided to take up that cause.
Well, he's right. He's a narcissist.
It's a guy that basically put on blackface to make fun of Barack. He had big fucking lips.
It's a rubber mask with big lips and big ears, yeah.
Yeah. Why defend that guy? It's weird.
I don't know. I haven't listened to this clip. It's long, but we can listen to the first couple seconds of it. What it has to do with...
What happened was...
Is yesterday we talked about this bullshit story out of fucking Kansas, where Sam Brownback is governor.
God, what story is this?
Heinously destroying the state. The marijuana activist.
Oh, my God. Come on.
Shona Banda is her name, who uses cannabis oil to manage her Crohn's disease.
Right. And to get high as fuck and to be a leech and a burden upon society, right? Because she's a big fucking stoner.
Inexplicably, they left Colorado, and now she's in Kansas, and...
Yeah.
Her son was going to school, and they had some ridiculous anti-drug talk there, because, you know, those work real well.
It's just so condescending.
The DARE program was one of the biggest failures in history.
Oh, come on. What do you say that? Everybody's off drugs, right?
Right.
See that DARE guy talking in school, you're like, oh.
Pass the bong. Everybody's off drugs.
You know what they used to say? I remember this one idiot came to my high school to talk, you know. And all those people were, I mean, there were so many rednecks in my school that were stoners, drunks, who knows what they were, you know, what they were on. Anyway, this guy, he was like, what I'm holding in my hand is a jar full of marijuana.
Bullshit. Yeah.
Yeah. But it is. He's like, now, a lot of y'all thinking if I get, you know, steal his props or whatever, I'm going to get high. But you're not, because all these drugs are laced with formaldehyde.
Oh,
or some
God.
Bullshit. He's like, it'll make you sick, so don't steal my shit. My props.
And that's a lie. You know that fucker was digging into that jar when he was leaving in the car.
Think about his life. You're a motivational speaker that talks to idiot redneck high school children.
Or
about drugs.
You know, he's cheating on his wife or some other hypocrisy. Abstinence doesn't work, whether it's don't put your dick in somebody or whether it's don't stick a joint in your mouth.
Well, the glory hole down off Route 118 don't count as cheating, stupid.
Right. You can't see their face.
Right.
If you close your eyes, it ain't gay. So Glenn Beck was talking about this story.
Oh, really?
What happened was this woman, her son went to school. They had one of these ninnies there. Saying marijuana is evil, it's going to turn you gay, and it's going to turn you into a lifelong felon, and you're going to end up overdosing on heroin. You know, I mean, that's the kind of education they're giving kids. And the kid was saying, well, you know, there are medical uses. The kid was arguing.
The kid was right.
Saying, you know, there are medical uses, and if it's used medically, they refer to it as cannabis and not marijuana and stuff. Well, some... fuckwad, some ninny got the granny panties all twisted in a bunch. Apparently it was quite painful pulling on the hairs down there because they felt vindictive enough that they called the DCF.
Oh, my God.
Department of Children and Family Services, and who showed up like within an hour or two, talked to the kid, and within another hour, the cops were knocking at mom's door.
This is insane.
Now, mom is also a marijuana activist, so she knows what's going on. She's like, you're not getting in without a warrant. And she said, and I don't think my kid disagreeing with your drug counselor at school is probable cause.
No, it's insane.
The kid did not say, my mom has a jar full of weed at home. He didn't say, my mom has oil at home. He
said some
facts.
He said some words.
About marijuana in general.
Well, that's his mistake.
But they felt that he knew too much.
Right.
And they felt that to save him, they had to go, they finally got a warrant, And they went in, they found 2 ounces of cannabis oil and what they think is a pound of suspected marijuana.
These people
oh
are...
Oh, my God, a pound in Kansas? She's fucked.
God, I don't even know.
Good what? God.
That's crazy.
That may be... Maybe they should have taken that time between the warrants. Maybe somebody's watching the house.
To go get rid of their shit.
Flush that shit, yeah.
I mean, seriously.
But I think she's making a stand. And
I mean, are you allowed to have a pound in California for medicinal use at a time?
You're 2 ounces? An ounce? God. An ounce or two.
I'm just thinking about what a Here. Pound of marijuana must look
16
like.
Times.
Good fucking God. It's Kansas weed, though. It's probably all stems and seeds.
So, now, since then, she's lost custody of her son. Has yet to be charged with a crime yet, though.
Yeah,
they're
up?
Saying it's best for the child. We have to take child out of a dangerous situation. So the child's with her, its dad. His dad, I assume? Her dad? They also, you know, she recorded a little bit of the exchange when they were in her house. I don't know how long this is. It's like 14 minutes long. I'm not going to play any of it. I don't know what part to go to. But Glenn Beck is pissed off at how they were treating her.
What?
Glenn says, these people are treating her like she's some criminal. She's at her house. As a fellow citizen, I would first say, excuse me, can I have an ounce of respect and not smugness from you? Mm-hmm. I'm a fellow citizen. You come here and want to search my house. No, I know my rights. Second of all, I'm innocent until proven guilty. Can you turn down your smugness just a tad for me?
Wow.
He's pissed off at how the police treat people.
Is there a butt coming
Especially
out?
White people.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That probably bothers him.
Maybe
Glenn Beck's a stoner.
He says he's mad at how disrespectful. He's particularly enraged when the sergeant said it doesn't matter what evidence there was against her or that they didn't yet have a warrant.
What?
Glenn says, I'm about to go all libertarian. I'm about to cross the Rubicon on this. Legalize marijuana. Legalize it, he says.
Oh, my God. I'm crossing the Rubicon.
Yeah. Here's a little bit of...
Glenn Beck calls for legalization.
I don't know how much of this, but let's hear...
Let's hear it.
A little bit of...
The frickin' spies at the school... Decide that my kid is in trouble because they're with that person. Oh, my gosh.
I mean, especially when in a situation where you're encouraging the child to make his best arguments in favor of a mythical argument you're requiring him to be part of.
Well, let's just say it's an anti-drug presentation. Let's just say that let's just say he was sitting in the bleachers and he was like, pot's dope. Let's just say he's saying that.
Right.
You still
even if he said
don't call the Department of Children and Families.
Even if you said pot's dope,
I think they mean pot's dope as in it's cool. Right? I think that's what these old white guys are talking about.
You know, it's a shame he's such a, well, at least he purports himself to be such a right-wing nut job asshole because, I don't know. He's kind of funny.
He's batshit crazy. He's entertaining. Yeah, that's why we play clips all the time.
He's funny.
He is funny. I could have a beer with Glenn.
Maybe.
Couldn't you?
Yeah, I think.
I could have a beer with Glenn Beck.
You know, I'm telling you what, though. I'd buy a special sweater and make sure to wear my... What jeans does he have?
1791 or something like that.
He's got a clothing
$150
line,
jeans.
I need some beard oil.
For the people.
Right.
Mom has some at home. Does that allow...
That's his ninny, by the way. That's one of his minions. There's two or three of them there.
Here's what happens.
Even at that
you
point,
call the mom. You call the mom and say, hey, mom, your son was screaming pot's dope, and mom smokes it all the time. And you have an adult conversation. You have an actual human being to human being conversation. And then if you're like, you know what, I think this lady's a drug lord. Then you call.
It's pretty bad because CPS or
oh, that's Pat. That's the his producer.
Somebody's
Pat.
Been Mr. warming up.
Yeah,
I mean
doing his vocal warm ups.
my ball sack is hanging yeah. low to the ground.
Pardon me, I just had a testosterone surge.
Oh, yeah.
I had to kill somebody and fuck somebody.
Right. It's a tough day over at the Blaze.
DCF, or whatever they call it in Kansas, has almost unlimited power.
I'm about...
Once they're involved, there's almost nothing you can do.
We're seeing
you're almost
everywhere.
Powerless against them.
I'm about to go all libertarian.
You're about to go all libertarian up in here?
I'm about... What's up, Mike Racka?
I am
about to go all libertarian. I am about to cross the Rubicon on this. Legalize marijuana. Legalize it.
Yeah, I'm not there yet. Wow.
You will be.
This is
you will be.
No, no, I won't ever be there.
This is... Oh, Pat's not there.
Who cares?
Who gives a fuck?
Fuck you.
But Glenn Beck is there. He's crossing the Rubicon in his fetching purple sweater and matching purple checked shirt.
Oh, if he's crossing the Rubicon, he's got all the he's got the proper costume, the equipment, the accessories.
No glasses.
He's got the raincoat.
No glasses, no headphones today. Just Glenn sitting back in front of the microphone with his buds on Blaze TV.
Wow, that is a vibrant purple he's wearing. Isn't
so
it?
Who would have thunk that Glenn Beck is going to support this marijuana activist?
I'm going full libertarian. I am taking off my pants.
I'm about to cross the Rubicon.
Cross the Rubicon.
He's so self-important.
Who crossed the Rubicon? Who's famous for that? Was it, I know that sounds stupid, was it Napoleon? Crossing the Rubicon. Some famous general. Who cares?
Some dude.
Yeah, fucking cares. He's crossing the Rubicon.
Glenn Beck, ladies and gentlemen.
Open fire.
Has crossed the Rubicon on marijuana. He's thinking, maybe we should just legalize it.
I'm going full libertarian.
Maybe we should just legalize it.
And then that one guy, I'm not there yet. Who cares where you are? Is this the Glenn Beck show?
Right.
It's not your show, asshole.
And then he said, I'll never be there. I don't think I'll ever be there.
Who gives a fuck?
Meanwhile, if that guy goes home and has a beer or has a glass of wine, fuck you.
Absolutely.
Seriously, fuck
yeah,
you.
Yeah, honestly. You hypocrite.
And marijuana is proving to be safer. Oh, God, I can't think of the state. I want to say Vermont. I could be wrong. It might be New Hampshire.
Fuck you.
It's one of those over there. Two legislators have introduced legislation. to prohibit the sale and consumption of alcohol.
Ever?
Right.
Oh.
The reason they're doing this is to say, well, then if we're not going to prohibit alcohol, why are we prohibiting marijuana?
Yeah, what say you?
So they know that it won't fly, but they want to bring the debate out that says, look, this is a drug that is safer than alcohol.
There's no positive application of booze unless you're bleeding out and someone pours a bottle of vodka into your wound to clean it. I mean, you know, it's fun to have a drink and shit, but there's no medicinal properties.
Right.
Right. I don't know.
Caesar crossed the Rubicon, by the way.
Oh, really? Are you sure it was not Napoleon?
Napoleon may have. But I think the famous phrase of crossing the Rubicon may be attributed to Caesar.
Oh, really? Oh, you know what? I remember that from that, what was that HBO show? Rome, actually.
That means point of no return refers to Julius Caesar's army crossing the river in 49 B.C.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Right here.
Is it Rubicon that's in Europe?
It's in Italy.
Oh, okay. Well, shit.
Just south of Ravenna.
I am crossing the Rubicon! It's probably similar to what Caesar said, or how Caesar said it.
It was an act of insurrection. So when Caesar's army crossed up there, that meant the shit was on. Can't go back.
You think
point of no return.
You think Glenn Beck ever wears a toga and little leaves around his head, such as Caesar?
Frequently. Daily. Which leads me to our next story. I don't know if we're getting a break in here. We've plodded through. Do you need a break?
Oh, no.
It's almost 3:15-ish here. On the West Coast. 6:15 out on the East Coast, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for hanging in. Thanks for listening to us. You know, we're here.
Thank you.
2 hours a day for your ear holes live from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific. Then you can download us as a podcast
for sure, man.
On the Stitcher and on the iTunes. But the best place to go is crabdiving.com.
Check out all of our shows. Directly following this show will be Democracy How.
Democracy How. The very funny, very knowledgeable, slightly seditious.
The upstart.
Sean Donovan with his... show. It's the third episode, I believe, Democracy yeah. How will be running.
There's going to be some good shit on this next one coming up. He's got
on four.
He told me he interviewed some homeless veterans down in Skid Row.
Oh,
isn't that
awesome.
Horrible that exists, by the way?
Homeless people at all in this country, but homeless veterans especially. Oh god, there's just no fucking way that should even exist.
It's insane.
First of all, we're heading over to the Daily Mail.
Oh, I love this is the Courtney Stodden magazine, correct?
They love them some Courtney Stodden over on the Daily Mail.
Hell yeah!
Now, this is also one of the longest titles I've ever seen to a news story in my life. It's four lines long, but I usually I'll try to read the story and read the names and try to save the funny part for like the middle of the end. You know, try to
absolutely
to set the stage. This one, you just got to say it.
What is it?
Priest who indulged in sexual role play where he made men pretend to be Judas Iscariot atoning for betraying Jesus during gay orgies is fired in Italy.
Oh, that gets you fired. What the
Italian priest has been sacked. This is the Daily Mail.
Hello.
An Italian priest has been sacked.
We have a knight to St. Nick!
Amid claims that he took part in gay orgies with the Swiss Guard.
What? What Swiss Guard? What are we talking about? In Rome?
Yeah, he's in Italy. He's in Rome.
I was fellating a Swiss Guardsman!
It says the prelate...
I crossed his Rubicon!
...was sacked from a religious order in Taranto, T-A-R-A-N-T-O, in Italy.
My sack.
After one of his online lovers contacted the church authorities with a dossier...
Shut up!
...containing alleged evidence of sex with prostitutes...
Do they say dossier?
...role play...
Do they really say dossier?
Yeah, and explicit gay web chats.
Not explicit.
One of these assholes was keeping track of what was going on with the priest here.
That's so funny. Explicit.
They say that he allegedly favored role-play scenarios.
Oh, who doesn't?
In which his lover played the disciple Judas.
What does that mean?
Judas is the guy that gave up Jesus.
I know, but what do you wear? Latex.
I don't know. A Judas outfit.
It's just weird.
And then... they had to atone for their betrayals of Jesus by becoming his slave.
Right. I made you to suck my dick.
This is the best Judas. Story I've ever heard in my life. This is a priest who's into sexual role playing. And he makes him play Judas and Jesus.
God, it's so...
Well, I don't think they have to play Jesus. They have to atone.
Right.
There's a guy who's a 32-year-old, claimed he was contacted by the priest 6 months ago on Facebook.
Are priests allowed to be on fucking Facebook?
Sure. He...
For what?
The man was an unemployed laborer. He said he was having problems at the time and thought that it was a sign from heaven that he needed spiritual help. Congrats again, religion. Kudos to you.
I mean, way to get all the stupid people into the tent.
Some creepy priest who wants to put a ball gag on a guy and call him Judas.
Yeah, ball gag. Ball bag as well.
And kick him in the ball bag.
Sure.
Is contact some guy he thinks is hot on Facebook, and the guy's like, I think it's a sign from heaven.
What does he say? He's like, listen, I was looking over your pictures and your profile, and I'm casting... people to play. Well, what it's for is not important, but I think you'd make a great Judas Iscariot. Yeah. Come out, prayer monologue, come over, I'll put a ball gag in you.
You're looking a little Judas-like.
You could be my sex slave, because...
The priest eventually revealed he was gay during online chats and tried to seduce
oh.
the laborer.
I'm seducing you electronically.
How weird.
The man said, he told me my pictures. Oh, wait, it's Italian. He told me my pictures and made him excited and asked me to send him an intimate photo.
Come on, man. He's you got a priest on his own Facebook page.
I love your pictures.
Swapping out dick pics.
Send me your dick.
Dude, this guy is far too laid back.
They then had a video conversation on Skype. Call us on Skype, 323-601-5427.
The phone lines are open. We have crossed the Rubicon.
Although, unlike the priest, we will not be naked.
Oh, yeah.
Allegedly, the priest was naked during their Skype session.
Follow us on Snapchat.
And the priest told the guy that he organized orgies with priests in the Swiss Guard.
I'm organizing some orgies. I'm going to need you to open up a spreadsheet.
The laborer said he wasn't gay, but didn't want to risk losing the spiritual support of the priest.
Who? What? Simpleton. This person should be in an institution.
This is an adult. This is a 32-year-old man. Obviously,
he's
not
mentally
bright.
Handicapped. Yeah, obviously, honestly, not bright. I mean, you know, the guy's like.
But
I don't know.
He said the priest even convinced him to leave his girlfriend.
This guy's just stupid.
He told me he liked guys, especially young ones.
Oh, yes.
And that he could do everything for them.
Perfect.
Also help them buy clothes, mobile phones, and recharge costs.
What the fuck does recharge cost?
Putting more minutes into your phone. I guess they're not on monthly plans there. He'll fill up your phone for you.
But you gotta go suck
recharging
his dick
your minutes.
And dress up like Judas Iscariot.
Fuck,
you're gonna
give
minutes on my phone?
Hell yeah.
Fuck that. That's not worth it.
Well, you get clothes and mobile and the phone.
Okay, well,
you get clothes, the phone, and he pays for your phone.
Does he pay for your transportation down to the Vatican?
I don't know. Maybe he'll give you a tube fare.
A tube. He's giving you a tube.
The diocese in Toronto.
A meat tube.
Says, Toronto, Italy, says, regarding the reports about a parish priest in the archdiocese, or rather his morally reprehensible conduct, utterly incompatible with ministry, the Curia notes the following.
What is that?
The Curia is the judicial wing of the Catholic Church.
The Curia is noting!
The police, the Vatican police.
Hear ye, hear ye!
It says, the priest in question, who is not part of the clergy but of a religious order, has been removed from pastoral care.
Oh, yeah, he's somewhere else.
By Bishop Filippo Santoro, after verifying the facts.
Fuck you.
The documents, in the documents, wait, the religious are no longer in Toronto.
These people speak like they're insane. They're mentally ill. Of course it's impossible to read.
In the documents with the ecclesiastical court there.
What? This is all such Harry Potter bullshit.
There is no trace of other priests being involved.
Welcome to the ecclesiastical court.
So I don't think there's a crime.
What the fuck is that?
Committed. I don't, because everybody's, you know, everybody's. Even though he likes the young ones, all the Swiss Guard are over 18.
I got to tell you, everything about this story is just goddamn insane.
It's amazing.
It's insane that this happened. And now that you start rattling off the Curio and the ecclesiastical court, the Catholics, you're just a bunch of boy-diddling lunatics.
How dumb.
I don't know what to tell you.
How dumb is this priest, too? I mean, and how fucking bold. What do they get away with if this guy is so fucking emboldened that he can see some laborer from Toronto who probably had a picture with his shirt off and he's like, ooh. So he sends him a message on Facebook.
You know what?
Like, send me your dick pic.
James Woods does the same thing when he sees some hot chick in a commercial. He gets his agent on the phone. Give me the name of that chick.
I'll pray for your dead grandma. We'll get her out of purgatory.
We are crossing the Rubicon.
Each load of mine you take in your eye is another week off of Grandma's purgatory.
Right, right. Right, right. Take this load. I'll recharge your cell phone.
Right. Somebody's been downloading too much pictures on their cell phone.
That's all you get? Minutes?
Clothes. Don't forget the clothes. Don't forget the clothes.
Oh, yeah.
Tight. I'm sure.
Oh,
I buy you tight fitting clothes.
I bought you leather G-string and ball gag.
Things that don't highlight the jizz stains.
And butt plug. Also, your phone's been recharged. Congratulations.
Again, just the heinous shit that religion can do to people.
Dude.
And how it can stupefy people. I mean, you know, whatever you want, you know, if you whatever you want to believe in. But God damn, I just can't wrap my brain around it.
I mean,
the shit that these people get away with.
And
none of this is illegal. Fine. Fuck away.
Right. Dress up like Judas Iscariot.
Right.
Get your mobile phone recharged.
Exactly. Drag the Swiss guard in their purple poofy pants. Poofy pants.
I let a bishop peg me in the asshole.
And they're weird.
And he gave me a flip phone.
They have those weird beef eater collars on. You know, the
I don't
like
know.
Corrugated.
You're referring to the insane costumes.
Speaking of beef eater, yeah, pun intended.
Sure.
Beef taker.
Beef eater.
with the like orange plume on the helmets and shit. These guys are decked out. And they're all young. I remember when I was there, they're all like, I think that's part of the thing. They're all like 18 to 22. Now that I think about it, the Swiss Guard.
Yeah, man.
The ones that end up in the costumes,
right.
I think, are all the younger guys.
Yeah.
Because, you know, they're
the
not really.
Buddies.
They're not really. You know, the Swiss Guard really protects the Vatican. And
oh, sure. With their dick.
Well, but these guys with the spears.
Yeah.
Are probably not going to do a lot of protecting.
The men with the spears are mainly for the fucking.
But there are guys there who...
They actually protect these perverts.
Well, yeah, there are Swiss guards
that
wear guns. They look like cops. They're the police. So they're,
right.
It's not just these guys in the blue and yellow and red poofy medieval outfits.
What do you do for a living? Oh, I protect a bunch of pervs with my life.
But I guess it's supposed to be a big honor in Switzerland if you get chosen to go down and put on the poofy outfit for
fucking
the Pope.
Banged by a priest.
You get to get in an orgy and maybe you get to play Judas.
I'm organizing an orgy.
Let me be Judas.
I need your email.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, I want to be Judas. Yeah. Last year.
He doesn't like me. He made me Pontius Pilate.
Oh, that's the worst. What's the worst to be? I don't know.
I don't know, Lazarus before.
Do you think there's ever? Yeah. I mean,
God. Can you play Lazarus before Jesus rose him, please?
Yeah. You know what's funny? It's like Rome really hasn't changed that much, you know, since the days of Caesar. They still have these
2,000 years ago
fucking
yeah.
orgies. Do you think there's ever an accident? And the guy's like, oh, shit. I was fucking these two young dudes in the tub and one slipped and hit his neck on the soap dish. Get one of these Swiss guards to carry one of these.
Carry the body out. Lay him in the street like he got hit by a car.
Damn, it's like all these priests, they're not really. You
scrape
can't
the
really...
oil off of him.
Yeah.
and the whipped cream.
Oh, don't be stupid. Why? You're not going to oil and whipped cream up a dude. It ruins the whipped cream. It curdles it. Don't be ridiculous. Hot oil on whipped cream.
Don't mix your stuff.
What do you know about dairy?
This is how horrible the fucking Daily Mail is. Over on the side where there is, you know, 20,000
No, this
other
story
stories.
Came from the Daily Mail.
This is a great story.
It's the best. That's the best website.
But there is a story that says MacGyver hunk Richard Dean Anderson, 65.
Is he still a hunk? I mean,
that's the point. Goes on a grocery shopping mission in Malibu. And they've got a picture of Richard Dean Anderson, who's a big, fat 65-year-old now. But, of course, right next to it, they highlight MacGyver in 1980.
You know, man, if I was...
asshole.
If I was MacGyver, I would go to my closet, get the duct tape, fucking cellophane paper clips together, and just blow up the Daily Mail.
People can't age.
Right.
Yeah,
I'll be like, hey, yeah, I'm fat. I had a fucking show in the 80s, and I was on that fucking Stargate thing. So what?
There's Kate Upton.
You.
Oh, yeah?
Kate Upton is, it says, want a bikini body like Kate Upton? Don't have any alcohol, bread, or processed carbs, but if it flies or swims, it's good.
Oh, shit.
That's one of the other big important headlines over on the Daily Mail.
Obviously, they're Bieber? Not from the land of Oz. That would mean you eat monkeys.
Justin Bieber takes models Kendall Jenner and Hailey Baldwin to a pancake house in West Hollywood with his sister Jasmine.
Oh, God. Kate, can you send Bieber a note to slowly burn in hell, please?
Bieber was something else. I mean, we'll probably hear about it on the Hollywood Hick tomorrow.
Bieber, didn't he never played Lazarus? Or No.
Oh, I'm sure. So, oh,
wait, who did he play? Not Lazarus.
Judas.
Who was Lazarus?
Was the guy that was raised from the dead, right? Jesus? Yeah. Raised him from the dead?
Jesus of
Nazareth.
No, Nazareth.
Jesus of Nazareth. Lazarus was the guy that Jesus allegedly raised from the dead. How do you know? Were you there?
Yeah. Where was Gandalf from?
I don't know. Actually, I don't know. I'm sure it's in there somewhere.
I am Gandalf, the White Wizard. Who's more? Who the fuck is more powerful, Sauron or Jesus?
Man, Sauron has some heinous shit he could do. I don't know.
This religion.
Jesus
shit.
Could make food.
Okay.
I guess.
Boom.
If Jesus had an army, he could run around and raise everybody after they were killed. So it's like I don't think Sauron could do that. Although Sauron made orcs.
Right.
They were just magical beings.
In this corner, hailing from the Middle Earth, we have Gandalf, Wizard of the White.
Didn't we have Jesus versus Harry Potter at a previous in a previous episode?
In this corner, we have Jesus, savior of all man and divider of fishes.
And frequent person who works out and does ab crunches.
Oh, yeah. Oh, maybe Jesus's core would allow him to kick the shit out of Gandalf. Gandalf honestly let himself go, but he can still, like, wield fire out of a stick. So I'm going with Gandalf.
Yeah, I got to go with them, too. Unless Jesus gets his dad involved.
Right.
That's
good. That's a point.
Or himself. However confusingly you want to believe
fuck off.
That.
Everybody that makes a stink of, oh, I don't want my religious sensibilities fucking offended. Suck a tremendous dick with your sky god bullshit. I mean,
speaking of dick sucking.
Exhausted!
Tinder? The app Tinder that you use?
Right.
It's a dating quote, dating app.
Oh, yeah. I'm making friends.
Where you could find your soulmate.
Yeah.
And it's just, it's what, swipe left, swipe right. That's it. You have a picture shows up on your screen.
Swipe left.
And if you find it's somebody that moves your naughty bits.
Right.
Then you swipe them right.
Are they on? I mean, fuck, you got to tell me. Are there priests on Tinder? Absolutely.
Oh, absolutely. Well.
Grindr.
Yeah. Both. Our priest, the scandal when I was growing up was not a diddler.
Right.
It was, he had a mistress. He was
a
heterosexual.
Who did dress up as? Mary Magdalene?
I don't know what she dressed up as, but they
God.
Maybe he did. They had the, he had a house in Michigan.
Ooh, beautiful Michigan.
That he had her set up in.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Minnesota. I'm sorry, Minnesota.
Why, what's wrong with a guy using his own money to buy somebody a house?
Well, but then he would go on weekends and fuck her. Which is fine.
Yeah.
Let the priest, you know, get married and shit. That's why it's such a hypocrisy, and that's why it was a big scandal. Who cares?
Yeah, I mean, compared to this dude they busted, I don't know, on the Daily Mail or whatever.
Cares about that, too? That's ridiculous. He wasn't committing any crime.
No.
It was all consensual. Maybe they had safe words and shit.
The worst thing he did, he recharged this guy's cell phone. Now he can call his mother.
Right. What would the safe word be when somebody's dressed as Judas?
I don't know. Do you hear that noise?
That ridiculous bike that has the motor on it.
Fucking gasoline-powered bicycle. If you were too lazy, there's not a bicycle. It takes such little energy to make it go. My God.
So Tinder.
Yeah.
the dating app. Eric DeVries,
yeah,
24, and Josephine Egberts, 22.
Josephine Egberts.
Both, luckily, from the Netherlands.
Oh, okay.
Spotted each other. They both swiped right.
Oh, my God.
And started chatting.
Kismet!
Through the text messaging service, on Tinder.
What a beautiful story of how they met.
As they were sharing family histories and things, they started going, and it turns out that they are brother and sister.
Oh, shit!
Who had been separated in 1999.
Right.
Where they lost contact with their parents. Eric had moved to Belgium with their father, and their brother, Josephine, stayed in the Netherlands with the mother. Evidently a different last name. The mother remarried or something. And they just lost contact.
Oh, interesting.
So he is back in the Netherlands, fires up Tinder.
And
they get matched. They finally met, and when they saw each other, they realized that, they looked exactly alike.
Really?
That they are brother and sister. They've already looked into it. They've done the cipher in. They looked up the records.
Shit.
And they are Tinder-matched brother and sister.
God, I smell an amazing rom-com. Let me pitch you something. It's a movie. It's the same fucking story, but it's like, you know, they date for a while, and it'll put Ben Stiller in.
Do they, like...
Nah, Ben Stiller's too fucking old. Who could be in
wait,
it?
Wait, do they date?
Sure.
Ashton Kutcher. No.
They date. Ashton Kutcher and...
Do they fuck?
No. Oh. Can I pitch my idea?
Well, I mean, how long do they date that they haven't fucked?
I don't know.
I'm playing the suit.
But listen, suit. They date,
interest.
They whatever, they fool around. Yeah, I don't know, some chick.
Is there a superhero?
Oh, absolutely. Spider-Man, shooting webs. They meet, you know, they meet through Tinder or whatever. It'll be a movie brought to you by Tinder. And they're like, oh, I can't wait for you. They're meeting their parents. And they're trying to go to dinner and eat. It was like, you know what would be fun? We're going to go out on Mother's Day. I'll bring my mother, and you bring your mother. And both mothers can't go because they're like, oh, I have a commitment.
And zaniness
ensues. Cha-ching. Pay me.
Is that a series or a movie?
That's a movie.
Yeah.
That's a fucking movie, man. That's a movie. That's a Reese Witherspoon project. You know what I mean?
Reese Witherspoon.
Right.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay.
There you go. What else is going on here?
Nothing.
In the wind.
Nothing. I don't really want to talk about anything else but this priest that persuaded some fucking simpleton to drag his ass down to the Vatican past the Swiss guards. Like, I want you to play Judas.
Is your gay God going to come and
save you?
Where's gay God?
Right.
Where the fuck is gay God?
Somebody take that kid to the woodshed and let him understand the blessings of discipline.
Yeah. I mean, you know, Pat Robertson just wants to straight up bring somebody to some shed and beat the shit out of
him. Yeah.
But this, at least this priest is like, hey, listen, we're going to have some fun. We're going to do some role playing, get to dress up. I'm going to probably violently enter you. And then by the end of it, you're going to have all these minutes on your phone. Think about that. Isn't that a great offer?
I've got a story. This is crazy. We haven't talked about this one yet, but, you remember, you'll remember, Cliven Bundy.
Oh, yeah.
The welfare queen.
The
rancher,
freedom fighter.
Yeah, who gave it to the revenuers bravely by refusing to pay for his fucking cows grazing for the past 30 years or some shit like that. And now when the government was saying, you know, you got to pay up or we're going to start grabbing your cattle, that's when every lunatic in the United States who is just itching to shoot something ended up in Nevada at the Bundy Ranch. Not the Bunny Ranch, not the fun one, but the Bundy Ranch.
In the same state, though.
Yeah, where famously they had that standoff against the Bureau of Land Management where all these idiots with guns were standing there saying, come get us, we're going to shoot. nobody got shot. Meanwhile, one black guy pulls out his cell phone on the street and he takes 48 bullets.
Yeah, riddle me that.
Yeah, I thought he was pulling a gun on me.
What about those army of people on that hill over there? They all have guns pointed.
They're
at
you. Aiming at us.
You're not going to shoot them or what's
no, they're
up?
White. They're white. They're white.
Oh yeah.
So there's this gold mine bullshit that's going on somewhere in Oregon. There's a dispute with the Bureau of Land Management.
Oh shit!
And a gold mine in southern Oregon. The Sugar Pine Mine. I'm trying to see what it's the ownership records of the mine.
Sugar Pine is that fucking priest's handle on Grindr.
The owners so you know. In Italian.
Hey, le Sugar Pine.
The owners argue. Yeah, does he like looking? What is he? Yeah, I'm looking for a Judas to punish. What is his? Anyway,
listen. I got to tell you, if you were a fly on the wall and saw probably what went on in his chambers,
oh yeah,
it might freak you the fuck out.
God, that's it. I wonder. I'll bet Grindr is through the roof in Rome.
Yeah. Probably didn't even work in Vatican City.
Right.
Actually, what you need in Vatican City is not Grindr. You need the anti-Grindr to know who not to bugger.
I opened up Grindr in Rome and my phone blew up.
My phone exploded. there's no bandwidth left in Vatican City.
So the owners are arguing that they have exclusive surface rights to this mine or whatever.
Fuck you.
And that they don't have to follow federal regulations.
Okay.
There we go.
Perfect. Tyranny.
They say that they own mining rights to the land, but not the surface rights.
Oh.
Which were given to the Bureau of Land Management in 1961 by owners at the time. That's weird, isn't it? So they have a right for the underground shit, but they don't have a right to the land above it.
How do you get to the underground shit?
They probably want rent. The government probably wants rent for the land you need for the holes in the ground.
But what if they dig under from a point they own?
Well, they don't.
Oh, okay.
They don't own it. That's the thing. They don't have the surface rights.
Okay.
And they say they do.
Oh.
Well, now somebody got wind of this, and these ninnies, these oath keepers,
ninnies,
have been putting out on the social media and everything. Everybody, come to Oregon! It's happening again. Bring your guns!
Oh my God! It's Clive and Bundy too. Electric Boogaloo.
But these guys aren't Clive and Bundy. These guys are like, no, don't come here.
Yeah, they don't want the help.
Don't come here.
My God, please don't rally to my cause.
The miners have made it clear they're trying to avoid a standoff.
Yes.
The Bureau of Land Management is telling their people to stay away, but these ninnies are showing up. Well, guess who's going? Fucking Clive and Bundy.
Shut up. You got to be kidding me. Look at me.
Bundy family members travel to Oregon. Maybe he's not going, but they're family members.
Oh, great.
Going to Oregon amid escalating dispute between the miners and the feds.
God, the collective IQ of Oregon just plummeted.
The owners of the mine called in armed guards from the conservative Oath Keepers After federal officials... Oh, so they did call in the Oath Keepers.
This is all crazy.
After federal officials served him with a stop work order last month for failing to comply with federal regulations.
Wow.
In response to the work order, miners backed by local protesters and sympathizers flocking in from other states are gathering today, today at noon, on Thursday at the offices of the BLM. So they're going to go surround the offices, apparently. This might have already happened. I don't know. I haven't seen any news of shenanigans. biggest crowd is expected at the office where they will serve papers to the BLM in an ongoing attempt to find a legal resolution to the matter.
We are crossing the Rubicon.
The miners have until Friday to comply with or appeal the government action. So I guess they're not following regulations either. They're probably saying, fuck it, we don't have to clean up. I don't know if that's happening.
No, man.
But they're saying they don't need to follow federal regulations because, you know, America, and we own the rights.
Yeah, gold's valuable. I guess people give a shit about it.
This is that states' rights bullshit. Fuck the federal government. You can't tell us what to do.
I want to live in a world like Deadwood. I don't want to have no laws.
Cliven Bundy's son, Ammon.
Ammon, God, that, oh God, Ammon
How
is
biblical
a,
is that oh shit, God. Huh? Told Reuters that two family representatives traveled to Southern Oregon and that Cliven and the family are closely watching the situation. And they're offering their support to the protesters.
Oh, that's nice.
A spokesman for the Oath Keepers, why aren't these people in jail? Just why aren't the Oath Keepers just in jail? If they're raising arms against the government.
Well, I'm against those people walking around and pointing their weapons at
They're
folks.
Saying that more people are coming over the weekend to fill the jobs needed for a long-haul protest, from security to cooking. Everybody can find a place and everybody can join in to support constitutional rights, they say.
Dee-dee-dee-dee. What a bunch of fucking assholes.
And then they'll point the finger at a mom in the inner city who's working 60 hours a week and is also has to get food stamps.
Yeah.
And they'll say she's a taker. Meanwhile, these fuckers, the Bundys, owe hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars in back fees.
And they're worried about that.
Apparently these mind fucks are stealing or doing something untoward.
Yeah.
And refusing to play nice with everybody.
Yeah, but fuck that single mom.
Right. But they're not, they're 20 times, a million times the welfare queens that mom is.
Yes.
They don't recognize that, though. It's okay because they're white and freedom in America and stuff.
Do you want to know the biblical meaning of Ammon?
Who is Ammon?
The biblical baby name Ammon is Hebrew in origin, and its meaning is faithful or to believe.
Oh, there you go.
Who gives a shit?
He's faithful, and he believes.
Yeah.
They're nuts. They're out of their mind. These states' right lunatics who live out in the middle of fucking nowhere, and they don't like it if our fancy laws have to apply to them.
Ammon is represented as a Macedonian in all of the points corresponding to the Haman of the Book of Esther. What the fuck?
Book of Esther.
Yeah, and then there's a bunch of Bible verses. I mean, God.
Very biblical. I think I'll bet all the Bundys are.
Oh, look at this. Haman, the archenemy of the Jews.
Oh, that's probably fitting.
Yeah. Oh, wait, that was weak. Sorry.
There you go. For these guys, this one is.
Fuck you.
That's more what they sound like.
God, these people with these it's kind of, these gun freaks are scary, man.
Yo, those people are out of their fucking mind. What have we got here? We got a few more minutes left here in the big show today, ladies and germs. I've got a story. This one's kind of funny, actually. This is one of these be careful what you wish for is again. This is Oklahoma.
Fuck you.
You know that ninny teacher who was at Duncan Public School District? We talked about this on the show, too. There was a teacher handing out Bibles to her students.
No.
One of the students, one of the little atheist kids, the little baby-eating atheist kids, came home with a Bible. His mom is like, what the fuck is that?
Yeah, really.
And he said he felt he felt weird because everybody was going to get one when the teacher was handing them out.
You think the little fucker was like, oh my God, when I tell my mom this, she is going to lose her shit.
It's a younger kid, so yeah. They may not even be that.
This is good that the kid told his parents.
Cognizant, yeah. So the conservatives went batshit crazy, of course.
Yeah. Well, they're stupid. I mean, what do you want them to do?
Oh, God, you're taking Jesus out of...
No!
You're trying to convert us into Islam.
Sharia law!
They blew a gasket. The school district, when they put an end to the teacher handing out their Bibles...
Yes.
Because, you know, that evil American Humanist Association threatened to file a lawsuit, and those... Freedom from religion, folks. Those Yankees.
Them evil humanists. God damn it.
And also the attorney general there wrote some ridiculous screed.
Wait, this is Oklahoma?
Right.
Oh, God. Yeah.
So the attorney general there, Christo fascist dickwad, Scott Pruitt, then sent a letter to Oklahoma school superintendent,
signed Christo fascist dickwad,
promising to defend religious freedom against veiled legal threats.
Fuck you, man.
Over the distribution of Bibles.
Right.
He wrote, few things are as sacred as the fundamental and as fundamental to Oklahomans as the constitutional rights of free speech and the free exercise of religion.
Right.
It is a this is the attorney general who should know fucking better what's in the goddamn fucking Constitution and how the Supreme Court has ruled time and time again. You can't do this shit in schools, you fucking dickwad Taliban American ass fuck.
Yes. Would it be nice in the South to have some politicians that don't sound like fucking Jackie Gleason not Cannonball.
Buford T. Pusser.
Yeah, Smokey and the Bandit.
Not Pusser. Buford T. Justice. Buford Pusser was walking tall.
No, remember his son was hilarious. The guy, whoever played his son.
Right.
His line was, Jackie Gleason says, I don't believe you came from my loins.
It is a challenging time in our country for those who believe in religious liberty. Our religious freedoms are under constant attack.
Ding, 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 ding.
From a variety of groups who seek to undermine our constitutional rights and threaten our founding principles.
Oh, my God. Meanwhile, their state doesn't produce anything worth a shit.
This is the attorney general.
Hey, Oklahoma, don't you have a shitload of poor people to be tending to? Or don't you have earthquakes that didn't used to happen because of fracking? Now you have them, but you're worrying about this.
Right.
God.
So he's saying, that's it. We're allowing them to hand out those Bibles.
Perfect. He's a freedom fighter.
The Freedom from Religion Foundation has filed lawsuits around the country to aggressively advance its agenda. The group has contacted more than one Oklahoma school with misrepresentations regarding the law, including the false categorical assertion that the law prohibits distribution of religious literature in public schools. The law does prohibit distribution of religious literature in public schools, you asshole.
It's fucking maddening. But this guy's the attorney general, man.
Right?
He's a top law enforcement officer in the fucking stupid fucking hillbilly state of Montana. Fuck off. Hey, just barbed wire off the state. Let him go about his business. Fuck him. What are you going to do?
So the Freedom From Religion Foundation says, okay, pass that out. You have to pass out everything.
Absolutely.
Then, all religious materials.
I want my Satanist coloring book, correct?
Yeah, right. All religious materials, ninnies.
What about the Ray Aliens? We're going to let the Ray Aliens come to the courtyard of your school and fuck each other to death.
Well, as it turns out, the Satanist Church of Ahriman their leader, Adam Daniels, has requested permission to distribute the church handbook to students at Woodrow Wilson Elementary School, which coincidentally is the same school
right
where the third grade teacher ninny had handed out Bibles to her students.
Listen, we got to get Adam Daniels on the phone, and he needs a better title or name if he's going to be in the Church of Satanists. I mean, can't he take a page out of the Catholics playbook and give himself like a real weird ass fucking title?
Yeah, like
High Priestess,
like Lucian Greaves did.
Yeah, what is that? What do you mean?
Lucian Greaves is the head of the Church of Satan, Satanist Church. One of them, like, there's the real church, the real Satan people that believe Satan exists,
yeah,
are completely different from the Satanic Church, I think.
Yeah, those fuckers,
I get them confused. These
they're
guys
posers.
They're political and you know, they're taking, they're awesome. They're heroes.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what this is. I think this might be a real.
Real Satanist.
This might be a real Satanist. But this guy says, don't worry. He informed the school officials there. He goes, don't worry. The book that we want to hand out is nowhere near as graphic as your Christian Bible.
Right, right, right. No one gets stoned to death. No one gets... Dude, they
no
cut,
rapings.
They cut somebody in half.
God levels whole cities.
God waterboards the whole fucking
children,
planet.
Women, innocent women, children, everybody.
He makes a family spend an eternity on a boat with two of every animal.
Well, 40 days and 40.
Okay. Okay,
but he killed everybody else.
Fucking
Let's
time.
Look at it from the victim's standpoint. He killed everybody on Earth, except for the people that he threw on the boat for 40 days and 40 days.
Were there two of Kate on that boat?
There was two of everything. How dare you?
Okay, well, I don't know. Checking up. the Jack Russell Terriers.
So now we're waiting and seeing. We got to see what happens in Oklahoma if these fuckers try to turn down the Church of Ahriman of Satan. They're going to find themselves getting some lawsuits, and they're going to lose. It's just going to happen. They're going to lose.
The Church of Ahriman.
Don't put any of that shit in there. If they didn't learn their lesson in Florida, remember?
Yes.
Same deal. They were handing out Bibles. They had a desk.
Right.
And the I think that was the Satanic Church.
Yes.
Said, you know, we want equal time.
Yeah, I want to bring that big statue, that devil with the big heart on.
And they had
stick it in the courtyard.
They had the coloring books that you talked about.
Yeah.
The Satanic coloring books. And the school district went nuts and said, that's it. Nobody's going to be there. No. Right. Which is the way it should be.
Yes. Because what they should be doing is fucking the business of running their state or their municipality.
Right. And feel free to do that shit at home. Feel free to do that shit on Sundays or outside of school. Don't make everybody's tax money pay for your Christo ninniness.
Yeah. Sit around all day at home on your own time, trolling Facebook, looking for the perfect guy to take part in your fucking weird-ass Bible sex fantasy.
Think about your... if the town you're in, for some reason, has a lot of Muslims in it, how would you feel if your little snowflake came home with a Quran, you Christo twat?
Oh, man. This guy, I'm sorry. This guy's going through Facebook, and he's like, oh, look, that guy would make a perfect...
So we're back on the priest.
Judas.
Right. Yeah, right.
Get me him.
Ladies and gentlemen, thanks for listening to Crab Diving Thursday. We'll be back tomorrow, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 on the Eastern Coast. For your ear holes.
Yes.
Don't forget to download us as a podcast on iTunes, on Stitcher, and on crabdiving.com. Listen to the great stuff that's here on the network streaming 24/7, warm and fuzzy for you. crabdiving.com/live/listen. Thank you, everyone. Follow all of our social medias. Go to crabdiving.com and tickle the blue buttons on the left with whatever body part you feel is appropriate.
Be gentle.
Follow the very funny Mr. Ryan Pfeiffer on the Twitter machine, or go to his website, RatedRComedy.com.
Yeah. Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter, at Vile Experience, oh so vile.
I mixed everything up today. Don't forget crabdiving.com, everybody. Back tomorrow.
Bye-bye.
Judas.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.